Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because Kim Levine is back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Kim is the author, the best-selling author of Mommy Millionaire, which is an outstanding book that that she launched about two or so years ago, and we helped her launch it on the show. And since then, she's been very busy running her new multimedia company, Mommy Millionaire Media, which is helping lots of different people develop traditional and new media. She's got a new book out called The Mommy Manifesto. Starting to see the trend here, ladies and gentlemen, and she's our good friend and a member of our Brain Trust. Kim Levine, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Jim. I'm so excited to be back and to talk to all your great listeners.
It's good to have you back, as always. So the Mommy, congratulations, by the way, on Mommy Millionaire. What a great success.
Oh, thank you.
Something under a billion copies sold galactically. So good for you. Good on you for that. And the new book, though, Mommy Manifesto, I'm starting to see a mommy trend here, Kim.
Yeah.
What's the story?
Well, gosh, you know, there's a revolution going on, Jim.
Yeah?
You know, forget all this recession talk. This country was in the midst of one of the biggest entrepreneurial revolutions since the dot-com, you know, period of the late 90s.
Yep.
More new businesses were started in the last 2 years, and women are starting those businesses mm-hmm. at twice the rate of men.
It's the fastest-growing sector of the marketplace.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know, and my philosophy is, my God, you know, women are taking their place on the stage as not only business leaders, but they're also the new geeks. They're the top early adopters of not only gadgets, but social media. And they're running this whole social media phenomenon mm-hmm. as the top early adopters of that. But, you know, what's really important, Jim, is that, you know, women are recognizing their power as consumers, controlling, you know, $8.6 trillion
yep.
in consumer spending every year.
They buy the ketchup, they buy the underwear, they buy, you know, the bread, they buy the tires, they buy all the stuff.
Exactly, you know, and we're starting to recognize that, you know, we control 75% of the American economy.
See, dads have always known this. This is no big yeah. shock to guys. We know
right,
this.
Right. Well, you know, what's really great to know, though, is, you know, it's a consumer products are a recession-proof industry right now. And my message is, you know, to women who are starting these businesses in record numbers, mm-hmm. you know, my God, if you're sitting on an idea at home that you've been sitting on for years and don't know what to do, you know, first get my first book, The Mommy Millionaire, and then get this book and, you know, learn how to tap into the $20 billion of angel capital out there. Learn how to use these social media tools. You know, in this book, I say, my God, you know, since Mommy Millionaire, everything's changed in the business world for me in those last 2 years. Access to capital is, you know, unprecedented. 2 years ago, I had to, you know, connect with my local community angels and mm-hmm. make presentations. It took, you know, 16, you know, up to 12 months to close a deal. Now you can literally create a quote-unquote offering and submit it online and have it instantly accessed by every angel member, you know, in the United States. That's the kind of revolutionary changes I've seen in 2 years.
Right. And of course, that's in addition to the classic things that women have always done, which is be willing to start tiny and be happy with that and let it go where it leads them.
Right. You know, Jim, I asked myself that question, and if, you know, you read this book, my God, there's a lot of research in
mm-hmm.
it. And, you know, a couple of things that were troubling to me was, okay, women own 48% of all businesses in America, and we're starting businesses at twice the rate of men, you know, and the U.S. Census Bureau estimates that we'll own 55% of all businesses by 2015. Yet, despite that, only 3% of women-owned businesses have revenues of $1 million
right.
or more a year. And, you know, I know women who don't like that. You know, they
mm-hmm.
want more. And so I, you know, there's a lot of theories out there. Why is it? Is it women just want small businesses? Or is it that they're being, you know, limited in their opportunities
mm-hmm.
either by what they think or whatever? Well, Jim, the only correlation I could find that, you know, matched that is that, you know, access to capital is the number one contributing factor to growing or starting a business.
That's the case for all small businesses, though, not
exactly.
just women.
Exactly. You know, and what and, we
but
found...
But isn't the playing field for on access to capital, isn't that a much... If there is any imbalance at all, isn't the imbalance only slight today compared to the way it was, even say, even 10 years ago?
Well, you know, here's the killer statistic on that, Jim. You know, even though we own 48% of all businesses, only 4% of all private equity money every year goes to women-owned businesses.
Hmm.
That is a stunning number. And, you know, even the Kauffman Foundation, the premier entrepreneurial foundation in the United States, recognized that this was a problem.
But let me ask you this question, Kim. What about bank loans? Because as you and I both know, that most capital for businesses come from in the form of bank loans. Not venture capital.
Right. Well, you know, I
guess that's what I was thinking of. I take your point on the venture capital, and that is an imbalance, no question. But I'm wondering about the banking situation, and my only reason for pointing that out is I like talking about women business owners, and I've been doing this now for 12 years. You know that. But the thing is that at some point in time, you know, we have to start saying, okay, how much of it is the marketplace imbalance? How much of it is prejudice or whatever? And how much of it is women just waking up and saying, hey, I can do this? And that's what your book's all about.
Totally 100% agree. You know, I think there's two points there. The first point is, what's going on with these credit markets? You know, I mean, this last year has just seen unbelievably stunning, you know, revolutionary changes.
Right, and, for everybody.
You know, exactly. I mean, when Donald Trump goes bankrupt in his casino division this year, when big companies like GM go bankrupt, you know, the credit markets are drying up. And, you know, there's really a crisis in access to capital for small
businesses. But here's what's exciting to me about this time for women, small business owners, because women know how to start businesses without a bunch of credit.
Exactly.
You guys have been doing this forever. Men don't like this. Men have this ego thing, and we want to think a little bit bigger in the beginning.
Right.
And sometimes
that's
good, and sometimes it's not good. Women have been starting businesses and with nothing for a long time.
Exactly.
So this ought to be a good time for women, isn't it?
It's a fantastic time for women. And you know, part of the second point, Kim, hold on
to that thought. I'll let you give that second point when we come back. Kim Levine, folks, is our guest. She's the author of the new book, The Mommy Manifesto. Now, you got to have both, though. The Mommy Millionaires was the first book. If you don't have that one, get that one at the same time you're getting The Mommy Manifesto by Kim Levine. L-A-V-I-N-E is her last name. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Kim Levine is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Kim is a member of our Brain Trust, the author of Mommy Millionaire and the new book, The Mommy Manifesto, Kim Levine, L-A-V-I-N-E. Kim, tell us how we can find your book and how we can find out more about you.
You can find my book wherever books are sold, in Barnes & Nobles and Borders and Books of America and Books a Million and everywhere, Amazon. And you can go to MommyMillionaire.com where you can actually read an excerpt and you can join our worldwide community and read all about me and tap into all of our free business resources there.
And then, of course, both the books are available. The new book is just out now.
It just came out a couple weeks ago and is available wherever books are sold.
So
check to any bookstore. It's on the hardcover table at Barnes & Noble,
and,
in fact.
And ladies, buy two because you're going to want to give one away, I promise you. But you're also going to keep one. Hey, Kim, you were finishing a point when we went to the break. You had a point, too.
Right. You know, I think this whole idea that you have, Jim, is so brilliant. About what is keeping women from, making businesses that are $1 million. Yes, part of it is choice, but I also think, and this is true of everybody, you know, 90% of success is in your head. You know, I've learned that I've seen so many people drop around me like flies in my own business journey because they gave up or they didn't have the toughness or the mental tenacity to make it through this business minefield, you know?
And you know what, Kim?
Yeah.
Men and women both do that, and that's okay because this is not for everybody.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And you and I would not be doing a disservice, would not be serving our the people who listen to us if we tried to act like being a business owner was for everybody.
Exactly. You know, but I tell people in the Mommy Manifesto, if 90% of the success is in your head, fix the messages in your head. You know, you're fabulous, and you can do this. And, you know, people say to me all the time, I could never do what you're doing. I'm not as confident as you. And I tell them, wrong, you know. I mean, I even have a popular line in the book, I'm screwed up, and it's working for me. It can work for you, too.
Well,
the thing is, it's just about getting out of bed in the morning, facing down fear, and doing what has to be done.
Is one of the biggest challenges women have in business is getting out of their own way?
You know, I think there's a lot of messages that we have to conquer, both, you know, personally and...
Because women put so much on themselves. I mean, look at the extra stress that... I mean, women add a lot of stress to themselves. Some of the baggage that men don't carry around that women do is this extra stress that you put on yourself.
Well, geez, Jim, you're preaching to the choir.
Am I right?
And it's true. You know, women are saddled with guilt on every level. You know, we have so many expectations.
But it's self-imposed.
Good mothers and good, you know, good business owners and good parents and keep our houses clean and look beautiful while we're doing it, you know.
Yep.
I say, you know, it's like Ginger Rogers doing everything backwards in high heels. But, you know, some of those messages I try to break in this book is get rid of all this guilt. You know, we're saddled with so much guilt about, you know, stay-at-home mom versus working mom. I say, that dog won't hunt anymore, Jim. You know, that is done.
Can women have, in the 21st century, can women really have it all?
You know, women can have it all, and men can have it all, too. You know, that is the message of this book, most importantly. You know, barriers to entry in the business world are falling in epic ways everywhere I look, and it's never been more possible for people to compete with the big guys from their kitchen table. You know, the art of bootstrapping has never been easier. You can
especially use social media to take
your message across the world to millions, and it's just a historic time. And, you know, even HP acknowledged this year, the computer giant, that their number one source for bringing customers and sales to their website was Twitter, you know, and that eclipsed their multi-million-dollar advertising budget in traditional media. And, you know, that's one guy sitting at a desk Twittering at HP.
Right.
You can do it, too, as a small business owner.
Talk to us about self-confidence. I've said for all the time that I've been on the show, whenever I've talked to women business experts like yourself, I've said if I could give women one thing, I would give them self-confidence. What do you think?
Well, you know, that's totally the secret.
No, I wouldn't give them
all
capital,
of my success.
I wouldn't give
I
them capital
book,
or anything else. I'd give them just self-confidence.
I call it in my book the X factor. You know, if you possess the X factor, is that special extra something that will, you know, transform everybody and every situation around you, and it's self-confidence. If you possess it, everybody will believe in you. You can get people to do things that you want them to do. It's magic. And the only way you need to know about getting it is fake it till you make it.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna reveal a secret here.
Uh-huh.
And the guys are probably gonna be mad at me for this.
Uh-huh.
Ladies, we don't have it together either.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're doing either all the time. We don't have it figured out. We're guys, we act like we do.
That's the only
difference between men and women. Women are not don't have any, we, men don't have any kind of a franchise on information or knowledge more than women do. We just act like we do, and women don't, and that's the problem.
Right, right. It's that simple, Jim. You got it. You know, it's just, you know, keeping a projecting a successful image no matter what. Mm-hmm. You know, and in the business world, we're wearing so many hats. Where you better be embarking on new frontiers every day. You better be taking risks. I say, if you're not out of your comfort zone every day, you're not trying hard enough.
Exactly.
You know?
And, hey Kim,
and
I got to wrap it up.
Confidence.
I got to wrap it up. But will you come back again real soon and let's talk about this some more?
Oh, Jim, I'll come back anytime and talk to you. You know, you're just a great host, and I love talking to you.
I appreciate it. Kim Levine, ladies and gentlemen, L-A-V-I-N-E. The book is called The Mommy Manifesto. It sounds dangerous, but it's very good. The Mommy Millionaire is her first book. Check both of them out at Mommy Manifesto. No, MommyMillionaire.com, right, Kim?
Right, MommyMillionaire.com. And visit GreenDaisy.com.
Oh, yeah, GreenDaisy.com. Check that out, too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.